Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ऋषिर्गृत् समदो नाम शक्रस्य दयितः सका प्राहाजम् ईडं भगवान् बृहस्पति समद्युतिः वरिष्ठो नाम भगवांश्चाक्षुषस्य मनोसुतः शतक्रतोरचिन्त्यस्य सत्रे वर्षसहस्रिके. There was a great maharshi named Gritsamada. He was a friend of Indra. And then he also resembled Brihaspati Maharshi. He was considered to be equal to Brihaspati Maharshi, Gritsamada. So, and then he addressed Yudhishthira and how he had the vision of Lord Shiva. So, he said Indra in days of yore performed a sacrifice for 1,000 years. He says,
वर्तमाने ब्रवीद् वाक्यं सान्निह्युच्चारिते मया रतंतरे द्विजश्रेष्ठ न सम्यक् इति वर्तते समीक्षस्य पुनर्बुद्ध्या पापं त्यक्त्वा द्विजोत्तम अयज्ञवाहिनं पापं अकार्षीस्त्वं सुदुर्मते.
So he says, while the sacrifice was going on, I was engaged in reciting the Samaveda, Gritsamada. Gritsamada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, while the sacrifice was going on, I was reciting the Sama hymns. And then the Ratantara, there is a beautiful hymn called Ratantara. So, Jeshta Samam, Ratantara Samam. So when Upamanyu Maharshi also had the glance of Lord Shiva, he viewed everybody. He worshipped Mahadeva and he had the glance of everybody. Everybody came to bless him. So, that itself says that just by worshipping Mahadeva, all the Devas become satisfied. And everybody came there, Mahadeva and Parashakti were in the center, Brahma and Saraswati were reciting the hymns from Samavedam, Ratantara Samam. They were to the right of Mahadeva, Lakshmi and Vishnu were sitting on Garuda to the left of Mahadeva reciting Jeshta Samam. So, this is also mentioned, Ratantara Samam and Jeshta Samam is mentioned in the Mahabharata recited by Brahma and Vishnu for Lord Shiva. So there it is described as Gritsamada Maharshi, he recites the hymns from Samaveda, and then Varishta, another son, there was a Maharshi named Varishta who had appeared from the eyes of Brahma. He appeared in that sacrifice and then he said, Gritsamada Maharshi, the Ratantara Saman was not recited by you properly. You have not recited the Ratantara Saman properly. So that's why. So there is a learning here, but I'll complete this and then I'll let you know.
Eva muktva maha krodha praha shambhum punarvachaha prajnaya rahito dukki nityam abito vanecharaha dashavarsha sahasrani dashashtaucha shatanicha nashta paniya Pavane mrigair anyaischa varjite.
So he says, Varishta says to Gritsamada, because you have read all, you have not read it properly. You have read it faultily. You have done a law, you have done a sin by reciting it wrongly. So you will become an animal. You become an animal. This is the curse that I give you. And then you will be even abandoned by other animals, O Gritsamada. You will spend 10,000 years like that. So that's the curse that was given on account of Gritsamada Maharshi reciting the Samaveda wrongly. So here again, like we see Gritsamada Maharshi worships Lord Shiva and then he, gets rid of the sins. But the point to be noted is that the Veda is actually the sound of the universe. So one has to learn it under a proper guru and make sure that one has, one practices it properly with bhakti and with devotion. It is the sound of the universe. It is the breath of Mahadeva. It's not something that is ordinary. So it should be recited properly, the aksharams, udata, anudata, whenever you have to, you know, sometimes you have to raise your voice, sometimes you have to lower your voice, and sometimes you have to, you know, keep your voice in the normal middle tone. So those kind of things, and also aksharams should be proper. So or else what is going to happen is, if not, it is going to hit you back. So many people were asking me, actually they were saying that I'm interested in, you know, learning the Vedas. Okay, fine, interest is good, because interest doesn't come ordinarily, it comes by the grace of Lord Shiva. But approaching a proper guru, tad vijnanartham so gurumevabhigachet samitpanihi shrotriyam brahmanishtam, because it's the sound of the universe, it's not actually, you know, something, it is a shruti. Puranas, okay, Mahabharata, these kind of things can be read by anybody, but the Vedas, actually, after getting initiated, after Yajnobhavitam, and then learning it under a proper guru, at least Rudram should be learned under a proper guru. Rudram is the essence of the Vedas. Now, if not, it is going to hit you back. So we see that example, we see that situation of Gritsamada Maharshi here. But finally, you know, after the curse, after that, what he does is, Ayagnya idrume deshe rurusiha nishevite bhavitatvam mrigakaro mahadukha samanvitaha tasya vakyasya nidane partha jato hyaham mrigaha tatomam sharanam praptam prahayogi maheshwaraha. And then he says, I became a cruel deer, and I was also discarded by all the other animals, just like it happened as per the curse of Varishtha Maharshi. And then I sought protection to Maheshwara. I surrendered myself to Maheshwara. Sharanam praptam, sharanam, sharanam, sharanam. Surrender. Sharanam word is used for, even, you know, in the case of Brahma, Vishnu or Indra or the Gandharvas or Yakshas or Kuberas or Rakshasas or the rishis also, that Sharanam word is used for Lord Shiva. Sharanam gaccha Kaunteya, Vyasa also says to Arjuna. So Mahadeva is the only object of surrender, only object of meditation, only object of glorification according to the Vedas and Upanishads. So he surrendered to Maheshwara. And then, Ajaras chamarascaiva bhavita dukkha varjitaha samyam mamastu te saukyam yuvayor vardhatam krtuhu anugraha nevamesha karoti bhagavan vibhu paramdata vidata cha sukadukhe cha sarvada. And then Mahadeva granted me all the boons. You will be free from all diseases. You will become immortal. Immortality shall be yours, O Gritsamada. Don't worry. And then, as you maintain your friendship with Indra, you will maintain your friendship. Your friendship with Indra will remain unchanged. And let the sacrifices be conducted by you and Indra. And then he says that illustrious and puissant Mahadeva favored all the creatures, all the rishis in this way. And he alone is the sukadukke. Because this world is completely, you know, even if you acquire some kind of pleasure that is temporary, be it through fame or wealth or anything, that is actually temporary. But the eternal pleasure is actually serving the feet of Mahadeva, going back to Parakailasha and eternally serving the feet of Parashakti and Paramashiva. That is the highest. And he is the giver of happiness and sorrow to all the creatures. That Mahadeva, you know, granted me this wish. That's what Gritsamada Maharshi ends by saying that. And then, Achintya esha Bhagavan karmana manasagira nametata yudhishreshta vidyaya panditaksama. And then Gritsamada Maharshi goes on to say that personality is incapable of being comprehended by thought, word or deed. He cannot be comprehended, he cannot be thought of. Achintya, inconceivable, he cannot be conceived. He can be conceived only by bhakti, not otherwise. So he is incapable of being comprehended through mind, thought, word or deed, O Yudhishthira. And I have become, you know, I have become a great rishi. So I have acquired the status of, like, there is none equal to me in learning. So I have mastered the entire Shastras and Vedas and Upanishads by the grace of Lord Shiva. Now there is none equal to me in learning. I conduct various sacrifices and everything. That is by the grace of Lord Shiva. So that's what Gritsamada Maharshi says to Yudhishthira. And then coming to an interesting personality, Vasudeva.
Vasudeva stadovacha punarmati matambaraha suvarnaksho mahadeva tapasa toshito maya tatota bhagavanaha pritomavai yudhishthira arthat priyatara krishna mat prasadat bhavishyasi aparajitascha yuddeshu tejaschai vanalopamam evam sagasra shaschanyan mahadevo varam gadau.
And then after these Maharshis had explained how actually had they had the vision of Lord Shiva, Vasudeva also, of course Krishna had been explaining the story, but Krishna also adds to this to glorify Mahadeva. So Vasudeva says, Krishna says to Yudhishthira, in days of yore, Mahadeva of golden eyes, see the description, Suvarnaksha, Aksha eyes, Suvarna means golden, golden eyed personality Mahadeva, I was gratified by me. I obtained his blessings. I obtained the blessings of the golden eyed personality. So golden is a very specific word used in the Upanishads for Lord Shiva. Hiranya, Hiranmaya, Hema, Rukma, Suvarna, everything. Hiranyashmashru Keshaha. His hair is golden. His mustache is also golden. Chandogya Upanishad says. So, Hiranmayena Patrena, Ishavasya Upanishad, golden effulgence is coming out of Mahadeva. So, that's what Krishna addresses Mahadeva's golden eyed personality. I was gratified by me with penances. And then with the terrible penance that I did, I obtained his vision. And then Mahadeva granted me the wish that you will become dearer to all the persons. You will become dear to everybody. The rishis and also your wives and your children, everybody will love you, O Krishna. And you will be inconceivable in battle. That's what he says. So, speaking of this, in Harivamsha Puranam, there Krishna does terrible penance to Lord Shiva to obtain the Parijata. The beautiful stuti that he does. So, Mahadeva appears and then he says,
Avagyastvam ajeyascha mattakshura tarastata bhavitasit yavocham yat tattatana tadanyata.
So he says, you cannot be conquered. You will be more valiant than me. Even if you have to combat with me, O Krishna, you will win that. You will win me. You will win over me. So this is the blessing that is given by Lord Shiva. Some people say that Banasura, because the episode of Banasura, you see, Banasura was on the side of Adharma, but still, it is actually a Shiva Leela. And then Krishna defeated Mahadeva in the episode of Banasura. So that also happens only by the grace of Lord Shiva. Shiva blesses Krishna that even you, if you have to combat with me, you will be more valiant than me and you will defeat me in the battle. Otherwise, Mahadeva is described as one who cannot be conquered. Aparajita. Aparajita means one who cannot be conquered. And then again, it's not just Harivamsha Purana. Mahabharata, Drona Parva, 201st chapter, 84th verse.
Apivai samaram gatva bhavishyasi mamadikaha.
Bhavishyasi mamadikaha. Even in the future, if you have to battle with me, O Narayana. Here he blesses Narayana. Because Narayana does intense penance. Shashtim varsha sagasrani tavantyeva shatani cha. 59th verse of the 201st chapter. Drona Parvam. 66,000 years. He stood on one leg. With hands upraised. Meditating on the supreme reality. Narayana meditated. And then Mahadeva appears. Aniyasam, Aniyamsam, Brigadyascha, Brigattaram, Rudram, Ishanam, Rishabam, Haram, Shambum, Kapardinam, Chekitanam, Param, Yonim, Tishtato, Gachatashchaha.
He appears and he gives boons. And this is one of the boons that he says. Apivai samaram gatva bhavishyasi mamadikaha.
Samaram, if you have to meet me in battle in the future, bhavishyasi, samadikaha, you will win over me. That's the blessing given by Lord Shiva actually to Narayana and Krishna in various places. Again, also in the various Puranas, he
gives these boons to Brahma, Vishnu and everybody. And then, so that's where he says to Krishna, you will be inconceivable in battle. And then thousands of other boons were obtained by me from Mahadeva. So Krishna says to Yudhishthira, Manimanteta Shailevai Pura Sampujito Maya Varshayuta Sahasranam Sahasram Shatamevacha Tatomam Bhagavan Preeta Idam Vachanam Abravit Varam Vrishnishva Badram Te Yaste Manasi Vartate. This is very interesting. So he doesn't stop there. Krishna doesn't stop. So Krishna says, I worshipped Lord Shiva and then I obtained various boons. But in days of yore, he is talking about when he worshipped Mahadeva for 66,000 years. Again, he brings that point. So this point is present in Drona Parvam, guys. Very important point to be noted. Drona Parvam, 201st chapter. There, Narayana meditating on Mahadeva for 66,000 years. That point, again, Krishna brings that here in Anushasana Parvam. This is how you have to connect. 18th chapter, Anushasana Parvam, 33rd verse. He brings again that point that for many, many years, Varshayuda Sagasranam Sagasram Shatamevacha. For many, many years, millions and millions of years, I had meditated in the Manimata mountain. And then he appeared in front of me. Varam Vrishnishva Badram Te Yaste Manasi Vartate. This was, you know, in days of yore. As Narayana, he meditated on Lord Shiva for many, many years. Tatah pranamya shirasa idam vachanam abhruvam yadi prito mahadevo bhaktya paramaya prabhuhu nityakalam taveshana bhaktir bhavatu mestira evamastviti bhagavan tatroktvan taradhiyata. So he says, Krishna says, I bowed unto him. Mahadeva asked me, what do you want, O Krishna? And I bowed unto him, and then Mahadeva, and then I bowed unto Mahadeva, and then said, oh Mahadeva, if you are gratified with me, if you are satisfied with my penance, let my devotion to you be unchanged. See, bhaktir bhavatu me stira, let it be firm. Stiraha is the first name of Mahadeva in the Shiva Sahasranama. Stiraha means perennial, everlasting. Another thing is actually firmness. Stiraha, firmness. Let my devotion, bhaktir bhavatu me stira, my devotion to you should be firm, unflinching, unchanged. And if you are gratified with me, if you are satisfied with my penance, please give me this boon. Only this is the boon that I solicit from you, O Mahadeva. And then he tatastu, and then he disappeared from there. So this is actually Krishna saying about Lord Shiva.